This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved minimum support price MSP for copra for 2025 season. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the NDA government has taken a series of decisions for the welfare of farmers, and this reflects the NDA government's commitment towards improving the lives of farmers. Mr. Vaishnav said that MSP for fair average quality of milling copra has been fixed at 11,582 rupees per quintal and for boll copra at 12,100 rupees per quintal. He added that the financial implication for this decision would be worth 855 crore rupees. The union minister said that the MSP of milling copra is 422 rupees more than the MSP in the 2024 season, while it is 100 rupees more for boll copra in comparison to the 2024 season. The External Affairs Ministry today said India and China have reaffirmed their commitment to explore a fair, reasonable and mutually acceptable framework for the settlement of the boundary question in accordance with the political parameters and guiding principles agreed in 2005. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said special representatives of India and China met on the 18th of this month. He said that apart from discussing the framework for settlement of the boundary question, the special representatives also reviewed issues of peaceful border management comprehensively. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake a two-day visit to Kuwait tomorrow at the invitation of Amir of Kuwait, Sheikh Mishal Al Ahmed Al Jaber Al Sabah. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold discussions with the leadership of Kuwait. The Prime Minister will also interact with the Indian community. Addressing media in New Delhi this evening, Secretary in External Affairs Ministry Arun Kumar Chatterjee said this will be the first visit of an Indian Prime Minister to Kuwait in 43 years. External Affairs Ministry has said that the government has taken serious note of the incidents related to the cases of violence against Hindus and other minorities in Bangladesh and shared its concerns with the government of that country. In a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said that India's expectation is that the government of Bangladesh will take all necessary measures to ensure safety and welfare of Hindus and other minorities. Over 10,50,000 public grievances were redressed during the first day of the Prashasan Gaon Ki Or campaign yesterday. The nationwide campaign is being held till the 24th of this month as India's largest campaign for doorstep delivery of services and redressal of public grievances. The Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions said that over 1,52,000 service delivery applications disposed and around 18,000 camps were conducted at Tehsil and Panchayat headquarters. The Telangana High Court today passed an order barring Anti-Corruption Bureau from arresting the Bharat Rashtra Samiti Working President K.T. Ramarao till 30th December in Formula E race case. The court passed the interim order on a quash petition filed by K.T. Ramarao. The court, however, allowed the investigation to continue and directed the state government to file its counter by 23rd of this month. The India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave to severe cold wave conditions over Jammu Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh during the next 7 days. According to the IMD, these conditions will also prevail over Punjab and Rajasthan during the next 2 days. A rise in minimum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over central India is very likely during next 5 days. Meanwhile, light to moderate rainfall with heavy rainfall is expected over parts of coastal Andhra Pradesh and Odisha today. In women's cricket, India have entered the final of the inaugural Under-19 Women's Asia Cup, defeating Sri Lanka in the Super 4 match at Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia today. The women in blue, led by Nikki Prasad, defeated Sri Lanka by 4 wickets in the Super 4 match today. India chased down the target of 99 runs in just 14.5 overs for the loss of 6 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.